जया किशोर किशोरी जया किशोर किशोरी जया किशोर किशोरी जया किशोर किशोरी जया जगन्नाथ जया जगन्नाथ बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रेम आचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बिंद की नाम आचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्तविंद की समवेत भक्तविंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई विल लाइक टू रिक्वेस्ट for your blessings. Without your blessings, nothing will come from me. You know, it's very difficult to explain about my situation because my words are very limited. So I'm just trying how much I can. If I can, it will be nice, but if I can't, then please bless me and help me. It's my Hare Krishna. So today we are going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1 and Text 1. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोदयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति न स्तुति मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे
श्री गुरु दीन तारिणम परमानंद माधवम श्री चैतन्य ईश्वरम नित्यानंदम अहम वंदे कर्णलंबित कुंडलम चैतन्य अग्रज रूपेण पवित्र कृत भूतलम
सो नाउ वी आर गोइंग टू चैंट द फर्स्ट वर्स एक्चुअली आई एम वेरी हैप्पी टू बी हियर एंड देन बिकॉज टुडे वी आर जस्ट यू नो just aside the curtain from the smiling face of Krishna, still we are, looking whole, from lotus feet to, upper side, but it was covering the smiling face of Krishna. Still we are listening, we were listening the, glorification about the smiling face of Krishna. But still it was just covered by the curtain. Now we are opening the curtain and I am very glad to opening the curtain from, because just today we are starting to read in 10th canto. So I am very happy. Thank you very much for select me in this auspicious occasion. I am very happy. Okay, now we are chant first verse. I think we should read the overview, right? First we will read the chant, then we will read. Okay. Katito vamsa vistaro. Sorry. Sri Raja Vacha. कथितो वंश विस्तारो भवता सोमसूर्ययः राजनं चैव वंशनाम चरितं परमद्भुतं श्रीराजोवाच कथितो वंश विस्तारो भवता सोम सूर्ययोः राजनं चैव वंशानां चरितं परमद्भुतं श्रीराजोवाच कथितो वंश विस्तारो भवता सोम सूर्ययोः राजनं चैव वंश्यानां चरितं परमद्भुतं कथितो वंश विस्तारो भवता सोम सूर्ययो चरितं परमद्भुतं श्रीराजोवाच कथितो वंश विस्तारो भवता सोम सूर्ययोः राज्ञं चैव चरितं परमद्भुतं श्रीराजोवाच विस्तारो भवता सोम सूर्ययोः राज्ञं चैव वंशानां चरितं परमद्भुतं
श्रीराजोवाच कथितो वंश विस्तारो भवता सोम सूर्ययोः राज्यं च वंशानां परमद्भुतम्. सो ट्रांसलेट वर्ड मीनिंग. श्रीराजोवाच किं परीक्षित सेड कथितः हैज ऑलरेडी बीन डिस्क्राइब्ड वंशा विस्तारः अ वर्ड डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द डायनेस्टीज भावतः बाय योर लॉर्डशिप्स सोम सूर्ययः ऑफ द मून गॉड एंड द सन गॉड राज्यम ऑफ द किंग्स च एंड उभय बोस वंशानां ऑफ द मेंबर ऑफ द डायनेस्टीज चरितम द कैरेक्टर्स परमा एक्सल्टेड अद्भुतम एंड वंडरफुल. ट्रांसलेशन. किंग परीक्षित सेड माय डियर लॉर्ड यू हैव इलैबोरेटली डिस्क्राइब्ड द डायनेस्टीज ऑफ बोथ द मून गॉड एंड द सन गॉड विद द एक्सल्ट एंड वंडरफुल कैरेक्टर of their kings. Purport. At the end of the 9th canto, 24th chapter, Sukhdev Goswami summarized the activities of Krishna. He spoke of how Krishna had personally appeared to reduce the burden on the earth, how he had manifested his pastimes as a householder, and how soon after his birth he had transformed himself to his Brajabhumi Lila. Parikshit Maharaj, being naturally a devotee of Krishna, wanted to hear more about Krishna. Therefore, to encourage Sukhdev Goswami to continue speaking about Krishna and give further details, he thanked Sukhdev Goswami for having described the activities of Krishna in brief. Sukhdev Goswami had said, जातो गतः पितृर् गृहात् ब्रजम् यदितार्थो हित्वा रिपुं सुत सुतानि कृतो रुदरः उत्पाद्यतेषु पुरुष कृतवी समीजे आत्मनम् आत्मा निगमम् पथहायन जनेषु. द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड श्री कृष्ण नोन एज लीला पुरुषोत्तम appeared as the son of Vasudev, but immediately he left father's home and went to Vrindavan to expand his loving relationship with his confidential devotee in Vrindavana. Of the Vrindavan, the Lord killed many demons, and afterwards he returned to Dwaraka, where according to Vedic principle he married many wives who were the best of women, begot through them hundreds of sons, and performed sacrifices for his own worship to establish the principle of householder life. Bhagavatam 9:24-66. The Yadu dynasty belonged to the family descending from Soma, the moon god. Although the planetary system are so arranged that the sun comes first before the moon, Parikshit Maharaj gave more respect to the dynasty of the moon god, Soma Vamsa. Because in the Yadava dynasty, descending from the moon, Krishna had appeared, there are two different Kshatriya families of the royal order. One descending from the king of the moon, planet and the other descending from the king of the sun. Whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears, he generally appears in the Kshatriya family because he comes to the established religious principle and the life of righteousness according to the Vedic system. The Kshatriya family is the protector of the human race. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as the Lord Ramchandra, he appeared in the Surya Vamsa. The family descending from the sun god, and when he appeared as a Lord Krishna, he did so in the Yadu dynasty or Yadu Vamsa, whose descent was from the moon god. In the 9th canto, 24th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a long list, the king of the Yadu Vamsa. All the kings in both the Soma Vamsa and Surya Vamsa were great and powerful, and Maharaj Parikshit prized them very highly. Ragyam Chobaya Vamsa Nam Charitam Paramadbhutam. Nonetheless, he wanted to hear more about Soma Vamsa because that was the dynasty in which Krishna had appeared. The supreme abode of the Personality of God Krishna is described in Brahma Samhita as the abode Chintamani Prakarasatma Sukalpa Vriksha Laksha Brite Shushuravir Abhipalayantam. The Vrindavan Dham on this earth is the replica of the same abode as stated in Bhagavad Gita 8:20. In the spiritual sky, there is another eternal nature, transcendental to manifested and unmanifested matter. The manifested world can be seen in the form of many stars and planets, such as the sun and moon. But beyond this is the unmanifested, which is imperceptible to those who are embodied, and beyond this unmanifested matter is the spiritual kingdom, which is described in Bhagavad Gita as supreme and eternal. That verse, yad gatva na nivartante tad dhama paramam mama. There's a Gita slokas. Lord says, my dham is eternal. If you go there, then no need to come back. You will be there. So eternally we will be there if we do bhakti to Krishna. Then the kingdom is never annihilated, although material nature is subject to repeated creation and annihilation, that spiritual nature remains as it eternally. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the spiritual nature, the spiritual world is described as Vrindavana Goloka Vrindavana or Brajadham. The elaborate description of the above mentioned slokas from the 9th canto, Jato Gataha Pitri Grihat, will be found here in the 10th canto. So, okay, please read it. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Charu Swami Tinam Nisnigda Chetas Pranita Bhagvinyam Sarasatam Prabhupada Gata Pranano. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinam Namaste Sarasati Deve Gauravani Vachari Nirvishasushmi. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, today we have so many topics here in this verse. In my view, there's a Vamsa Vistaro, Vamsa. So we already read, the dynasty of, sun god and moon god. And there is another, it's a Adbhutam, it's the Charitam. It was naturally, it was a wonderful, you know, charitam, you know, nature of the dynasty, Sanga, you know, Soma dynasty and Muna dynasty. So there is some topics. Actually, first of all, you know, Prabhupada used to say that when how it's Bhagavatam start, we can see just within two verses, Sukadev Goswami wanted to end Krishna Lila. You know why? Because the audience, those who are speakers, they wanted to, sometimes they wanted to check how much, you know, happy the audience are. Otherwise, just speaker is speaking and the audience are sleeping, or, you know, their mind is going here and there. Then sometime speaker wanted to close the topics. Like that, Sukadev Goswami wanted to close within 60, you know, within two verse, 66, he said, I don't have that verse. Ninth canto, we have here? No. Oh, yeah. So, in the 66 verse, there's Sukadev Goswami said that he just took birth. How he took birth in, you know, Vasudev's house. Actually, not a house, in proper, there's a house, home. But he was already in prison, right? So, in a jail. So, still, when his mother and father was there, it's compared as a home. So, he left it. After that, what happened? He went to Vrindavan and Nanda's house. And after that, he, you know, went to Dwaraka, Mathura Dwaraka, and, you know, he got married, and he do all these things, and finished. Bhagavatam is finished now. And what happened? Next verse, that he says, he gives all the knowledge to Uddhava, and then what happened? He went back to his dham. La, finished. Now, just like, we are very hungry, okay? We are very much hungry, extremely feeling hungry. And at that time, if someone give you a piece of rice, but, you know, it will be very tasty, then what will happen? Just imagine. You are very much, you know, hungry and very much eager to eat it. But what will happen? They will give you just a pinch of rice. Just give you a little bit. You will get a taste of the rice. You will get it. But you will feel more hungry. Before that, you don't know the taste of that. But you got the taste. Now you are feeling more, you know, you are more interested than before to eat. Like that, Sukadev Goswami was explaining so nicely the dynasty of moon god and sun god. And he said, charitam adbhutam. What was that? Adbhutam is wonderful. Their activities were very wonderful. Like we can see in Soma Vamsa, the, you know, first, ninth chapter, first verse, there is one, first chapter, ninth canto, first chapter, there is one. Sudamna become a woman. We already hear before, right? So, we know how he become woman. A man become woman, a, you know, prince. And after that, his father, it was a curse from the Lord Shiva, and then his father pleased to Lord Shiva, again he blessed him. But he said, I can't, you know, make him fully okay, but 50-50. 15 days he can be a girl, and 15 days he can be a man. Woman and man. He said, at least okay. And what happened? When he was a girl, 15 days time, he was used to be a girl, and then she was, you know, moving around in the garden. That time Soma, Lord Soma, was very attractive to her. Now he decided to get married. And he got married with that girl. After that, what happened? After 15 days, he comes to know that she is a gent. Then he left. But between that time, she got pregnant. And they had one baby, so dynasty is coming from that. So this is the wonderful thing. Another wonderful in Suryavamsa, Ambarish Maharaj, we can see his nature, his compassion, his kindness, everything you can see there. His whole life, not only life, whole body, he used to, you know, serve to the God. So we have so many wonderful pastimes of the Soma Vamsa and Surya Vamsa, in which dynasty the Lord used to come. In Soma Vamsa, in Surya Vamsa, Lord Ramchandra appeared. And there's so many, you know, Mandhata and Raja Harishchandra, so many list of the wonderful king. We know, right? We used to see the movie in India. It's called King Harishchandra. So everybody know, I think. So I know. No need to describe it. So that was the Surya Vamsa. It's not less than Surya Vamsa. You know, Soma Vamsa is, we like to more hear about Soma Vamsa, because Soma Vamsa is, Krishna is appeared in Soma Vamsa. Another thing, before that, we just, I think 1 or 2 months back, we used to read that, we were reading that King Rantidev. So we can see how much compassion he has, you know. 48 days without eating. Even all those who are, you know, taking exam of Rantidev, they are not ordinary. They were, you know, Supreme Personality of God, and he is part and parcel. So finally, the demigods appear, and the Supreme Lord appeared in front of him, and the Rantidev asked the benediction. What was that, you know? Please give me all the suffer and just make them free from the sufferness. Living beings, living entities, all the sufferness I want to take. Give me that benediction. And I want to free them from the all the, you know, material existence. So that was the wonderful character. Now we can see in this age, will you get that kinds of king, that kinds of presidents? If they want, if they, you know, fulfill, they want to fulfill their desire, they want to kill anyone, it doesn't matter. It's a very simple thing for them, just for their sense gratification. But we can see in King Rantidev, he gave up everything for the happiness of the living beings, living entities. So this is a wonderful character. So we can see in that dynasty, Krishna came. And just before, for 3-4 verses before, there's another verse. Kalo janasya mananam dukkha sukha tamonudam anugrahaya bhaktanam anugrahaya. For the compassion, Krishna appeared. Why? What was the need? Anugrahaya bhaktanam. for the devotee, he appeared. That's why in one lecture Prabhupada used to say, Krishna doesn't need to come. There's so many forms of Krishna. Anyone can and anyone killed, you know, asuras, demons. But Krishna came especially for the devotees. In Kalau, Janashyamananam, those who are appearing in Kali, those who are taking birth in Kali is, when they will hear about Krishna and his activities, then they will be freed from the, you know, material contaminations, free from the all the sufferings, and they will go back home back to Godhead. That was the purpose of Krishna, in appear of Krishna. But what is the, you know, difficulty to remember Krishna? Because this age of Kali, Manda Sumanda Matayo, everybody is lazy, you know, lack of luck, Manda Bhagya, they have no fortune. So they have no lifetime, long lifetime, very short lifetime. So we can see it's very difficult to, you know, do so many things. Like before they used to do, you know, yajna and, you know, and tapasya to get to Lord. But now no time. Any time we can die. You know, no, there's no guarantee. Before in Krishna, there was Krishna in Dwapar Yug. There's one incident that one Brahmana has lost his son. And what happened? Krishna bring him from the, you know, Yamalok. Even though it was not Yamalok, that boy was in, you know, with Vishnu, Mahavishnu. So we can see, before the father, if son died, it is illegal on that time. But here, in the womb of mother, baby can die. This is the situation of Kali. No will bring you back from there. But one thing is there. Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. There's one option. You know. That in this Kali age, Krishna appear. Just how in Dwapara Yuga, Krishna bring him back. Like that in this Kali age, this Nama Rupa of Krishna will bring us back to home, back to Godhead. Kalo doshe nide rajan asti hi eka mahat guna kirtanai va krishnasya mukta sanga param brajat. Param brajat. It will take us in Golok Vrindavan. No need to worry. But what is the difficulties? I will tell you. Difficulties is we have a disease. Just like in your body, if there is one disease called jaundice, if it is with you, then you will not get any taste, any, you know, if you take sugar, then you will not feel you are, you know, eating sugar. But slowly, every day if you take the, you know, sugar can, you know, in one quantity, like, you know, this is measurement. Every day like that, not less and not more than that. Then slowly and slowly, the disease will cure. So after that, what will happen? You will get the taste. Like that, in this Kali age, we have no taste of Harinam. Just we are thinking, Harina, every time we are hearing, we are just arguing, you know, that Prabhupada says, Shastra says, first hearing. Okay, I'm every time hearing, he says Hare Krishna, he says Hare Krishna. Every time we are listening, Hare Krishna, I'm listening, Prabhupada's Hare Krishna. That's the lazy, who don't want to do it, they are saying like that. This is he's doing, I'm listening, come on, okay. So, Sravana Kirtana, And he is saying, after that kirtan, first servant, sravaning, I am hearing, now I am getting same benefit. And when he will feel the exact position of the Harinam, where I am, I should chant, then if he feel that, then the effect of Harinam, you know, he will realize that. Otherwise, just arguing, and then this is the, you know, symptoms of Kali, that he attacked by the Kali. And then what will happen? Slowly and slowly, he will covered by the Maya. Just like a mirror, if you put somewhere, you can't see the cover. If you are not using the mirror, after 1 year, you can't see anything. There is same mirror. But by the power of Harinam, it will clean. And according to Shraddha, you will get the benefit of Harinam. How much faith you have in Harinam. So we have a wonderful chance. Prabhupada created the ISKCON for fallen soul like us. And those who are very fortunate soul, they will join the Hare Krishna movement. Lord Chaitanya says that. And other thing we can see in, according to the audience, speaker will speak like that in this, the A-grade speaker was there, the supreme speaker, even he is the incarnation of the Lord himself. So he was describing, and who was the audience? The audience was the, here person was the Sukadev Goswami, he is a 1 grade, A-grade. So, it was a combination was a very good. So, we have the 10th canto Bhagavatam because Parikshit Maharaj was there. That's why we are getting this Bhagavatam, 10th canto Bhagavatam. Otherwise, Sukadev Goswami was finished the Bhagavatam because he was realizing for 4 days, I think. It was, you know, 4 days was ending. So, he is not eating anything. Just listening. Not like 2 hours or 3 hours. You know, what we are doing, if there is 8:30, we are thinking, oh, something is happening. So, but Sukadev Goswami, we can see. 4 days continue. No night, no day. It's flowing like a, you know, river. And he wanted to close it. Sukadev Goswami wanted to close it. Because he was thinking, Parikshit Maharaj, if he is feeling hungry, then his mind will divert from the Bhagavatam. So he wanted to close it. But Parikshit Maharaj said, oh my Lord, he is requesting. And this is the system. In the, you know, Vedic parampara, that if someone, you know, request with seriously, sincerely, then those who are speaker, they will describe nice. Like, tadviddi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. He was serving to Sukadev Goswami by the questions. Upadakshanti te jnana jnaninas tattu darshina. Then Sukadev Goswami giving more knowledge, more description about Krishna. But nowadays what we are doing? I have one question. We are fingering. I have one question. There is no any respect. They wanted to still, I have one question. This is the, you know, position of the, you know, Kali as peoples. But we can see Arjuna, he says, Tadbriddhi Pandipatina. Karpanya doso apahat savava. He says, like that. He just folded his hand and he was requesting to Krishna. He was praying. for his mercy. Sukhdev Goswami is saying, "Oh my Lord, please describe. I want to hear more about Krishna. Because you said before that Kalud Janasya Mananam, for us Krishna is, you know, taking birth in this planet. And just I want to listen his glorification." Srinadam Sakatha Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Ridantasya Abhadrani Vidunati Sarisatam. This is the quality of Krishna's name, Krishna's glorifications. And why I should leave these things? That's why Sukhdev Goswami was praying to the Sukhdev Goswami. Parikshit Maharaj was praying to Sukhdev Goswami, "Please describe more and more. I am not tired. I am not thirsty. Because I was thirsty and I got the knowledge." Because he was so thirsty and he was asking for water with the rishi. He was in tapasya. He was meditating. He couldn't give the water. Then what happened? The condition of the Parikshit Maharaj. Now is we are looking. We are seeing this condition of Parikshit Maharaj. So no more water. Just for water, Parikshit Maharaj is suffering. So no more water, no more food. Just describe it. That's the audience quality. But what we are doing, just 8:30, where something is happening in our stomach. But it's supposed to be like that. Shraddha. If you have full Shraddha with speakers and Bhagavatam, then the knowledge will, you know, hit you. It will touch to you. Otherwise, you know, just samaya apachay eva kevalam. Just we are wasting a time. So, I'm going to stop it here. So, if we have any add or comments, please add it. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Very nice class. Ooh, it's pretty loud, but anyway, I'll hold it.
It's okay.
You made a lot of wonderful points. Please forgive me for not organizing my thoughts. I'm really trying to formulate a question, but one thing that brought to mind, you brought many points to mind, but you were mentioning Ranti Dev. And his only wish was that others become free from this slavery, this prison house, and there's many analogies that you mentioned in jaundice, disease, and we hear that there's many analogies to explain the same thing. So one, those things when you mentioned Ranti Dev was to become free of this slavery. And there's a nice verse in the Bible, which in the book of John, chapter 8, you may not know, but it basically says Jesus told some Jews, "If you follow my teachings, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So they said, "We are Abraham's descendants. We are royalty. We have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we should be set free?" So then Jesus says, "Anyone who sins is a slave to sin." We're Kamadas, Krodadas. That's what the Chaitanya, I was just reading this. It basically says, this is, any devotee can look this up, and maybe I have a question after that. It's from Chaitanya Charitamrita. It says the same thing. Chaitanya Madhya, chapter 22, verses 14 through 16, and also 24. It says we're chained by Maya. So my question is that the tendency is that when things are going our way and we're happy and everyone's honoring us, everyone's respecting us, all circumstances go our way, we say we're free. And then when things don't go our way, we still think we're free, but we're actually a slave of anger. But it doesn't kick in that actually this is my guru, anger. And that's why we could see. So what are some steps we could do to, first of all, realize that we're slaves? And second of all, how do we become patient and determination das? Because that's the tendency, is that we become discouraged when we realize there's nothing I could do to be released from this slavery. But at the same time, you know, what are we going to do? There's nothing else to do but Krishna Katha. So how do we become the servants of patience and determination, as is said in the Nectar of Instruction? So maybe you could say something in that regard, if you understood.
Patience is actually, you know, that patience is for what? You should know that. Patience for the what? For the what purpose? For Krishna's service of Krishna, or for sense gratification? If you are, it's very easy to be patient in sense gratification. But it is very difficult when you are doing something for Krishna and get patient for that. You are thinking, okay, I'll get that. Come on. If I do something, then that will be the result. You are thinking about result. And you are thinking God is there, but I don't know, He will give me or not. You don't have that much faith, and you know, it's Shraddha and Vishwas is quite different in Sanskrit, in Hindi. Shraddha is kinds of respect with faith, and faith is, it's called Vishwas. So if we have both, then you can go forward in devotional service. If you will not get that kinds of quality, then you will get lost. Shraddha dadhanasya. If you have Shraddha, how you will get the Shraddha? Association of devotee and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's glorification, glories of Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, about the devotee of Krishna, then it will be change. Like, why there's so many, you know, glorification of Yadu dynasty and Sun dynasty and Moon dynasty? Because we can see they have so many things. They're powerful. They have so much wealth, so many things. But they are renounced. They were like a renounced person. Rajarshi. Parikshit Maharaj was Rajarshi. He was a king, but as a sage. Why he is giving us that, you know, that topics? King Rantidev, King Ambarish Maharaj. Why it's coming in Bhagavatam? Because when we will think, when we will read about that, about his pastimes, his life, then we will get the knowledge. Nothing is permanent. Nothing I will take from this earth. This life. Only what we will think? Only Krishna name, Krishna's blessings we can take. By the mercy of Krishna, antakale cha mameva smaranukta kalevaram. If you think about Krishna at the end of your time, when you are going to die, in the end of that time, if you think about Krishna, then you will go to Krishna. But you have, for that you have to prepare for it. That's what Prabhupada used to say, we are just preparing for the die. Prabhupada used to say like that. We are doing devotion, it's all right, but at the end, we can remember Krishna or not. It's in our hand. Why we are reading for a whole 1 year and giving one day exam? Why not every day exam? Because the whole you have to, you know, read for 1 year and all summarized in your head, and now you can, you know, describing like that. Whole lifetime, if you do Krishna Bhakti, then only Krishna Bhakti in your mind. At the end of your life, you can remember Krishna. If you have bahu shakha anantasya, if you have so much in your mind, maya, you know, like nadhanam, najanam, we are saying, but it is happening in your life? No, I don't think so. In my mind, every day we are chanting, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam ba jagatish kamay. What do you think? It is, we are applying on this in our life? We, every time we are thinking, Cheto darpana marjam we are doing, is reading. Does it work? If it is not, then we are not serious. If it is working, then then we are doing progress in devotional life. So it's the faith is the main thing. If you have faith, then you will not commit any offense. Your mind will not be diverted when you are chanting. But by the mercy of the devotee, if you think, what is the guarantee my mind will not be diverted? Mind will be diverted. That's a Krishna Bhakta are there. The guard, they are saving you from the, you know, Maya. They are chanting with you. And when you are feeling sleepy, sleeping means what? When you are chanting and you are getting Krishna Nam, how is the Krishna Nam? Nectar. Rasamalayam. Pivata Rasamalayam. Right? So Rasamalayam is so tasty, like a nectar. And you are feeling sleepy. Now doing Harinam and you are feeling sleepy means you are not getting the taste. If you are getting taste means you will not feeling sleepy. That's why when you are near the devotee, they will, they will just point you, hey, Hare Krishna, what happened to you? Are you okay? Hare Krishna. Then you will, okay. Then again, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. It will happen. That's why Krishna Bhakta are here. So, congregational chanting is most important in this Kali Age. If you stay, if you think I'm chanting 32 rounds, 64 rounds in a room, it will not work. Because your mind is very restless. In this Kali Age, our mind is very restless. Before there was no this kinds of, modern, modern media. There was, like when somebody wants to send some letter, they used to say suka. It's a parrot, a pigeon. They used to say and they will deliver the message. It was wonderful. And this is, I was hearing from Radha Govinda Maharaj. Now we are listening the Bhagavatam, the mercy of the parrot. Was that? Before Sukhdev Goswami was the parrot. Which parrot? The Radharani's dearest parrot. When Radharani wanted to tell something to Krishna, she wanted to tell to parrot. And she used to kiss that parrot and just go and tell to Krishna. And every time, whole lifetime, he was delivering the message to Krishna from the Radharani. And from the Krishna to Radharani. The whole, the situation of Radharani's mind and heart, the parrot knows. That's why he's describing such a nice way. Now chapter, it will be gradually, we will go forward. And it will be like, we will be like in Goloka. So soon we will be in Goloka. Now we are in prison. Okay? So Krishna is taking birth. After that we will go to Vrindavan and doing so much fun. So for 2 years, I think it will take 2 years, I think. Then 2 years we will be in Goloka. And we will like it, then whole life after life, we will be in Goloka. So this is the way that how to progress devotional service. There's no way. Parikshit Maharaj has at least 7 days guarantee. Before that, he will not die. But we have no guarantee of our life. Any time, any moment, we can die. So, no need to make that much, you know, list, a desire list. I'll do this, that, I need that. No need to do that. Only we need to do what we should do, what we will take after die. What we will take? Only Harinam. On the credit of Harinam. If we take that, then it will help us in next life with Krishna. You will find with Krishna, who is very attractive. You can play with Krishna in the rope of tree. You can just hang and just, it's like wonderful. So it's depend on us. What we want to, you know, what we want or where we want to go. We want to go to with Maya or Krishna. And Krishna and Krishna's vigraha is non-different. Do we have that much faith? When we are, Krishna is, curtain is opening all the time, can we see the Krishna? No. But gopis, we can see Krishna was returning from the forest with the cowherd boy and for the cow's feet, that sand, dust was covering the face of Krishna and his hair like clouds. Just to see that, this, every time it was like just before yesterday or the day before, there was the verse that Krishna's beauty. Just one or two lines was there. His kundal, earrings, and his cheeks, it was describing there. Just to see that gopi, there was everyday utsav. Everyday, you know, we are sometimes used to say Sravana utsav, hearing festival. But that was Darsana festival. Every day they used to, when Krishna is coming, every day they were in the line, in the queue. Okay, when Krishna is coming. But non-different Krishna, Kishori is here, in front of us. Do we have that kind of, you know, view to Krishna? Or still we are thinking he is just a stone? If we are thinking he is a Supreme Lord himself, by the mercy of him he is here, then we are doing progress in devotional service. If it is not, then we are going down. Bhakti is not progressing. If we are thinking our chanting help us, then you can understand about Krishna name and glories. But if we are not chanting and we have no faith with Harinam, then it will erase everything. Mattahatti, the mad elephant. With the offense, we are doing every time offense and it will erase everything. Okay. So we need to be serious to chant and, chant and hearing. Especially hearing, we have such a golden chance. Prabhupada, translation this Bhagavatam in English, in all the languages. So Prabhupada, very merciful, he provide us the Bhagavatam in our language to understand Bhagavatam. So we have such a nice chance to read Bhagavatam every day. Nashta prayesu avadresu nityam Bhagavata sevaya. Only one way. It's very easy. If you read every day Bhagavatam, then your all the material enjoyment, the desire of material enjoyment, it will erase. Nashta prayastu avadreshu avadra. It's a bad habit. It will erase. How? Nityam bhagavata sevaya. So we are doing this process from the beginning of ISKCON. So I think it will be continue for whole world and whole living. Did you go home back to Godhead? Thank you very much. Anything yet? Okay. No. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki. Nitai Gaura Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.
Thank you. Thank you.